Proclamation number 8836, August 4th, 1964. Acts 7, verses 55 and 56. Why do you not keep to my simple explanation that I am not visible to you humans in my fundamental nature, which would consume you if I were to illuminate you with the abundance of my strength of love? Why are you not satisfied with the explanation that I created a form for myself in Jesus in order to be visible to you? You will, however, fight in vain against those who want to believe that Jesus and I are separate beings, who rely on information they don't understand due to their unenlightened spirit. No one can see God without ceasing to exist. In Jesus, I am visible to a person. Where people allegedly have seen me and Jesus, the error is obvious too, since this can never, ever be possible. Even the disciples could not comprehend this enigma apart from a few, and thus reports appeared which did not correspond to truth, which should always be questioned whether people speak of a deity separately from Jesus. Stephen certainly saw heaven opened, and he also saw Jesus in radiating brightness. He saw him as God, but the people with him associated his vision with purely human concepts. The sentence, "The Son of Man sitting on the right hand of God," was added by people, since it is not possible because Jesus and God are the same. "I am an immensely bright fire which cannot become visible to you, which you cannot see in your imperfection, and which even in the state of perfection would affect you to such an extent that you would want to pass away." Thus, anyone who states that he saw me and Jesus at my right hand is still bound to the Scriptures, which he himself is unable to understand, which speaks to him in images, but the words of the Scripture do not reflect what Stephen exclaimed during his spiritual vision. And the same applies to the basic doctrines of the Church, which state that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God. These developed due to a misguided perception. The reason for the apostasy from God was that the beings were unable to see him. He did not reveal himself as entity, and therefore he created a form for himself into which he radiated himself. "Thus I became as one with this form, Jesus." This also applies to the teachings of the Mormons, who were equally unable to understand the human manifestation of God in Jesus, and therefore endorse the doctrine of three gods. And this is what I want to say to them. You believe that you cannot let go of this doctrine, but you should know that it is no longer taught to you as it once emerged from me. Because you too received my word in all truthfulness, but what have you done to it? Anything that originates from me is purest truth, but it is no longer known to you. You have turned it into a misguided teaching, which deviates from the truth in many ways. And now you attempt to pass these misguided teachings on to those whom I instruct myself. Yet time and again I will choose a suitable vessel for myself into which I can pour my spirit, and this can carry bright light into the darkness of spirit. It can enlighten you about these problems which arise from controversial issues, and you will benefit from this because only truth takes you to the goal. I constantly seek to transmit it to earth so that no one who desires the truth can say that he was not approached by me. You only need to desire it sincerely, otherwise it cannot be given to you, since this is my condition which I cannot revoke. Then the truth will surely be given to you, and you will also reach your goal with certainty, and you will become blessed for eternity. Amen. The End.